Hey, I'm Jess Reed, a wild wellness coach and spirit-led entrepreneur since 2017. This podcast is a place for people who feel stuck, unfulfilled, lonely, ashamed, and exhausted. And I actually want to celebrate that with you. Why? Because these unpleasant feelings are actually really good signs that you're hearing the voice of your intuition. That holy discontent inside of you is not an inner critic voice just to be drowned out, but the inner wisdom that needs to be allowed to lead. We're taught that we're the problem, but the reality is the environment is the problem, because we live in an environment and cultural context that teaches us to prioritize productivity over pleasure and to push ourselves like limitless machines. I don't know about you, but I've done the people-pleasing, the approval-seeking, the workaholism, the chasing of the next goal, the delaying just a little longer of my own dreams, making everyone else's dreams come true, using all of my gifts, talents, and time to accomplish someone else's mission instead of my own. I know you have too, and I'm on a mission to change that, to walk out of these cages and these prisons together, because all of this unnatural self-sacrifice for the benefit of these systems is robbing us of our health, our vitality, our joy, and our pleasure. I'm here to help you rewild, to offer a kind of wellness that's not as a thing to strive ahead for, but to come home to. Not to learn or to add or to have, but to unlearn and remove to have again. You are never the problem. You're the solution. Join me as we come home to the wisdom of nature and our intuition to create a life we actually like. Hello, welcome back to the Wild Wellness with Jess podcast. I'm so excited that you are listening today as we are talking all about a beginner's guide to celebrating Beltane. And Beltane is one of the 8 holidays in the Wheel of the Year, which is really an ancient system of just celebrating what the earth is modeling for us energetically and literally at different times of the year, and how we can align ourselves with nature's wisdom and come home to nature and celebrate just the natural seasons and cycles of nature and the natural seasons and cycles of our own lives and our own changing, ever-changing, wise energy. So I can't believe that basically we are almost halfway to summer here. Beltane is the celebration of the halfway point between spring and summer solstices and equinoxes. And yeah, it just already actually quite feels like summer here in Virginia Beach where I am. It's been in the high 80s already, and I'm just loving the summer feeling. And I also just got back from a vacation with my family, getting ready to take another one as well down in Florida. And we just got back from Mexico. So just really been enjoying the warmth of the sun and the energy really picking up, like feeling a lot more ready to turn outward and a lot more action taking. So we're going to dig into all of this today as we're talking about really kind of the energy that Beltane holds for us. So Beltane is a celebration of fire and fertility and rebirth. And again, it does mark the midpoint between the spring equinox and the summer solstice. And our ancestors believed that this was a time when the veil was thin between the worlds of the living and the dead. And at its thinnest, it actually allows spirits and fairies to cross over and mingle with mortals. We also tend to believe this about Samhain, which falls on Halloween. And traditionally, this is what our ancestors have believed and have celebrated at this time of the year. So Beltane is a celebration of the earth and nature, and it marks the start of the traditional planting season. So in ancient times, farmers would build bonfires at night and walk their cattle between the flames as this ritual to ensure protection and fertility for the coming season. And to this day, Beltane fires are still celebrated in Scotland through the Beltane Fire Society. Traditionally being associated with fertility and sexuality, the modern Beltane celebrations are an opportunity to take time for yourself, to give thanks to the earth for all of its abundance and blessings, and to set intentions for the coming harvest season. So Beltane is the halfway point between spring equinox and summer solstice. And marking the spring equinox and celebrating Ostara, which is the last turn in the wheel of the year that we celebrated, that was all about planting seeds and making plans. And Beltane is about starting to intentionally move toward outward action taking as we move toward summer energy and then eventually harvesting the rewards of our action taking through reaping results in the fall. So obviously this applies to the metaphor of farming, but we see this kind of cyclical energy modeled for us in nature. We also see this same cyclical energy modeled in the phases of our menstrual cycles. So Beltane would be like that big pickup of energy that we get in the follicular phase heading into ovulation. And we also see this same cyclical energy modeled in the seasons of our lives through the feminine archetypes. So I'm going to link actually two episodes in the show notes, one about your cycle superpowers if you want to follow along with that, and then another one about the feminine archetypes because I've done two different episodes on this already. But yeah, basically Beltane is like this big maiden energy. If you're familiar with the feminine archetypes of maiden, mother, wild woman, and crone, it's big maiden energy, but more of a mature maiden who is grasping that she's finally understanding, grasping what she really wants and putting herself out there to actually go for it. So let's talk about the symbolism in Beltane. Beltane marks the wheel of the year turning towards summer. And again, it's a festival of fertility and life and abundance. All of spring's potential will be conceived as the year, as the season passes into the height of the sun's warmth. And this is a time of sexuality, sensuality, joy, and revelry, and a sacred moment to move from planning into action taking towards any goals or dreams that you may desire. Right now, the earth is fertile and flowing with life. This sacred day, as I mentioned, along with Samhain, which marks the beginning of the winter season, are thought to have been the most important of the four Gaelic Celtic festivals. So in celebrating Beltane to honor nature's energy, I encourage you to celebrate Beltane as a way of honoring nature's incredible fertile energy at this time of the year. And as a way to connect with our natural world on a deeper, more meaningful level. I really believe that by recognizing and celebrating these little shifts in the earth's natural rhythms, that we can become more attuned to nature and feel more grounded in our everyday lives because of it. Nature has this amazing ability to reproduce itself and in such a beautiful, stunning way. It's important to honor this power that nature holds and realize that we humans also hold the same power. Right now, when the earth is bursting with fertile energy, it's a powerful time to acknowledge and celebrate the fertility that's inherent in all of life, including ourselves. And Beltane is a time to celebrate all the pleasures in being alive. So the history of Beltane, the word Beltane comes from the Celtic word Bael or Bel, which means bright one. And as farmers prepared to move their livestock from the winter pastures to the summer grazing in the hills, they sought protection and abundance from the gods by building these big bonfires and leading their livestock through the flames, even leaping over the fire's embers on the way to the summer grazing lands. They believed that the flames and the smoke and the ashes had protective powers, and this was believed to ensure protection from harm and increase fertility of the herd. In more practical terms, these bonfires were most likely used to burn big brush piles and make more room for planting and pasture land. Inside the home, hearth fires were extinguished, and then they were relit with the flames from the Beltane bonfires. And people also walked the perimeter of their property or towns to invoke added protection over the coming year. Doorways, windows, barns, and even livestock were decorated with yellow flowers during Beltane, perhaps because they were reminiscent of fire. And like all of the Wheel of the Year holiday celebrations, Beltane was a time for merrymaking and feasting. Food offerings from the feast would be made to fairies or elves in the Celtic cultures. And people would write a wish on a ribbon and tie it to a tree in the hopes that the gods would grant them. they also visited holy wells and they gathered the dew from the grass on Beltane morning. And this was thought to have special properties for increased beauty and youthfulness. The women would adorn themselves with a hair wreath or garland made from flowers and plants that brought them joy. And this symbolized a connection with the earth and our own inner power, sexuality, and abundance. So have you ever heard of a maypole? And we used to dance around these as kids. And believe it or not, it's actually a phallic symbol, right? Think about the big pole, right? And so the phallic symbol obviously represents the male form, while the flowers represent the female sexual organs. And the ribbons that dance around, weave in and out of the pole, it represents the act of intercourse. And while Beltane is this very sex positive and body positive holiday, and actually a really good opportunity to talk to our kids about both of these things, it's a holiday that celebrates all forms of creation and reproduction. It celebrates all creativity. And the customary lighting of the bonfires at Beltane honors the sun. And as we rotate towards summer, when our enormous life-giving star comes into all of its glory to give the earth the necessary energy to grow in every way. Very creative, powerful energy. So there is an origin story of Beltane, and the story of the romance and the union of the May Queen and the Green Man of Beltane represents the blossoming of new life that becomes so visually evident in the month of May. In Beltane celebrations, they would actually do a crowning of the May Queen and a selection of the Green Man. So the May Queen is a symbol of spring and renewal. And she becomes chosen from among the maidens of the village. And they adorn her in flowers and ribbons. And she leads the procession of dancers, singing and celebrating the return of the warmth and growth to the land. And opposite the May Queen is the Green Man, a figure of fertility and abundance, all dressed up in leaves and branches, symbolizing the vitality of nature. And he represents the masculine energy of the earth, embodying the power of growth and regeneration. Together, the May Queen and the Green Man perform a dance of courtship, celebrating the union of the masculine and the feminine energies of the earth and the abundance and fertility that result from their harmonious interplay. As the Beltane fires burn brightly, the May Queen and the Green Man continue their dance, invoking the power of nature to bring forth new life, growth, and prosperity in the coming year. The May Queen is a goddess who goes by many different names: Aphrodite, Astarte, Flora, Maya, Ocean, Queen Maeve, or simply Fairy Queen. While the growth of new life is mostly the result of actual reproduction, this doesn't mean that it's not also a celebration of all sexuality in general, in all of the varied ways that such desire can be expressed. Beltane and sexuality are very hand in hand, part of the Celtic Beltane beliefs centered on the sacred union of the god and the goddess, and people celebrated this by having sex on Beltane, usually outside, as a way to further connect with nature. And children conceived during Beltane, and then they were actually born at Imolc, were believed to belong to the goddess, and they were often referred to as Marybegots, and thought to have a special connection to the fairy realm. So again, like Samhain, Beltane was a time when the veil to the other world thinned and spirits and fairies could pass through. But unlike Samhain, the visiting spirits weren't seeking a meal or just a short visit with family. These spirits and fairies of Beltane were thought to be looking for reincarnation or sexual intercourse. And if you are feeling uncomfortable with this or like this is too dirty, I'd encourage you to think about your beliefs and associations with sexuality. I am with you. I actually felt hesitant to talk about the sexuality aspect of Beltane, but it's undeniably part of it that can't be left out. And sexuality really can, like fairies, be innocent and curious and playful and adventurous and very powerful. This theme of sexuality is found throughout Beltane, Again, the maypole, traditionally decorated and celebrated by maidens, is a phallic symbol representing the masculine power, and the ribbons represented the female energies wrapping around the male form. And there was also a cauldron representing a womb, representing the female power. And women who wanted to conceive a child would build a small fire and set the cauldron on it and then jump over the cauldron. There was actually another practice called going a-maying. And this was the gathering of flowers and other plants in nearby forests. And it was synonymous with casual sex in the woods. And there was no shame associated with this out-of-wedlock marriage. And hand fasting was common. And this is a practice where two people join together for a year and a day. And in part because of this very overt sexuality about Beltane, the Beltane activities like the maypole and going a-maying were outlawed by the Puritans in the 17th century in much of Great Britain. There are some fairy tales and legends based on Beltane. Actually, Robin Hood and Cinderella are both thought to be stories that come from, originally from Beltane. So remember, Beltane celebrates the Fairy Queen, who appears in May just as all of nature is abuzz with bees that are busy pollinating all those honey-scented dandelions that suddenly sprinkle the world like dots of floral sunshine. And Beltane specifically rejoices in the May Queen's sexual union with the Green Man, the god of all living things. And the Green Man's more ancient name was actually Robin Hood, who was known as the huntsman who lives under the greenwood tree. The legendary Robin Hood took his name from this deity, meaning Rob in the hood worn by the good people, the fairies. He was a character who also dressed in camouflage to blend into the forest where he dwelt. And he was a trickster god who taught sometimes difficult lessons to those who demonstrated greed. The act of generosity is focal to Beltane as a way to show gratitude to the bounty to come. Summer grows the harvest that we need in order to make it through yet another winter, much like Robin Hood, the legendary figure, stole from the rich to give to the poor. And when you also come to understand the Green Man as a huntsman, and if you've read The Mists of Avalon by Marion Zimmer Bradley, you can begin to better understand the pagan lore that this Arthurian legend is rooted in as well. And as for the classic Cinderella story, it's impossible to ignore all of the magic in that story, whether it comes in the form of a fairy godmother, emphasis on fairy, or the woodland creatures and the household rodents who shapeshift into these human chauffeurs and chaperones to get the fair maiden to the ball in this famous rags-to-riches story. In some versions of the tale, including the Brothers Grimm, the young Cinderella visits the hazel tree that has been planted on top of her mother's grave, both to weep and to pray. While the maypole is indeed a phallic symbol, and the act of dancing around it, a recreation of procreation, it's also representative of the tree of life. This brings more meaning to the greenwood tree that the huntsman Rob in the Hood lives beneath. In older tellings of these stories, it was suggested that the ball Cinderella attends was a Beltane festival instead, and a masquerade party too. And as the fires burned late into the night and the partygoers consumed more and more mead, wine, or beer, these masked couples stole off into the woods to consummate the sacred fertility rites of the god and the goddess. And because they wore masks, no one knew who they'd coupled with, thus avoiding attachments and jealousy. So it's also believed that in addition to acting as a release valve for year-round stress, because people gathered together from different villages for Beltane, this practice likely was helpful to diversify the gene pool. This would certainly explain the reason why the prince and Cinderella didn't recognize her and had to use the iconic glass slipper to find the maiden that he exclusively danced with all night, as he otherwise couldn't recognize her given the fact that she'd been hiding behind a mask the whole time. And it appears that those glass slippers probably were not made from glass, but instead were made from fur, probably from a skinned squirrel. And once we see this Cinderella figure in her original costume, wearing a mask, wearing furs, and surrounded by forest creatures, she really does appear to be the fairy queen herself, the goddess worshipped at Beltane as she enacts her mating rituals with the Green Man. So now I'd love to share 13 ways that we can celebrate Beltane today. Number one, hold a bonfire for family and friends. The earliest mention of Beltane is in the old Irish literature from Gaelic Ireland, And according to the early medieval texts, the Druids would make two fires and recite incantations and drive the cattle between these two fires to protect them from disease. And people would also jump the fire to purify and cleanse and bring fertility. Couples would leap over the flames together to pledge themselves to each other. And according to one theory, the great fires were meant to symbolize the sun to ensure a needful supply of sunshine for humans, animals, and plants. The fires were meant to symbolically burn and destroy all harmful influences and to protect us. And so we can light a small fire in our backyard or our garden, or even just use a large candle indoors and feed the flames with anything that you want to get rid of in your life. Write a note speaking all that you wish to banish and watch the fires reduce all of these fears to ash. Enjoy the warmth and the heat. Number two, decorate your home with yellow flower wreaths, bouquets, or garlands. Flowers play a really significant role in Beltane celebrations. The blossoming of flowers is the sign of the arrival of summer, and they are believed to have magical properties. Yellow and white spring flowers invoke the sun, and they were traditionally placed in doorways and windows. Sometimes wild flowers were made into bouquets or garlands to decorate the home, or crafted into a crown to be worn yourself or given to a loved one. Either way, no matter what you do, just fill your space with color and life. Number three, make flower crowns. So flower crowns and garlands were popular accessories for Beltane celebrations. And the flowers represent beauty, growth, and fertility, and are a wonderful way to honor the season. Personally, I bought a bunch of flowers on Amazon, craft flowers, of course. And I bought some twine and, you know, some ribbons and things like that, and make some flower crowns with my daughter and make some flower crowns when I gather together with friends to celebrate Beltane. Number four, decorate a tree with colorful ribbons that represent your wishes for the coming year. So decorating a May tree is another ancient custom, and you can find a tree that's local to you, and you can use paper ribbons and dried flowers and natural offerings and write your wishes on the ribbons and hang them from the tree. Feel the abundance of life as you decorate the tree and give thanks for all that you are about to receive and for all that you have received. Number five, you can dress in green. It's a time to celebrate the renewal of life and the coming fertility of summer. The color green symbolizes growth and rebirth, and therefore we can wear green with the intention of bringing growth and fertility into our lives and as an homage to the green man. Number six, you can walk your property and give thanks and ask for protection in the coming year. It's pretty self-explanatory, but they used to do this at Beltane, and so we can do this ourselves. Number seven, make your own maypole. A popular way to celebrate Beltane is by dancing around the maypole. And so the maypole is a very tall pole decorated with ribbons and flowers and other ornaments. And the participants hold the ribbons and dance around the pole, weaving the ribbons together in a beautiful pattern. And this dance symbolizes the union between the masculine and feminine energies and is believed to bring fertility and prosperity. So you could make a big maypole yourself using a big wooden pole. I know some of us have like flagpoles or even just like electricity or phone poles. That would be funny to do. Or you could use a tree, or even just craft your own small maypole using a small piece of craft wood, colorful ribbons, and you can top it with a crystal, like a quartz point or some other crystal from your collection, and put this on your altar. Number eight, wash your face with the morning dew on Beltane morning. As the sun rises on Beltane, the mornings are usually still chilly with the last bite of winter, and women have traditionally collected the fresh morning dew from the grass and the flowers on Beltane morning to wash their faces. And this elixir imbued with life is said to purify and bring great beauty to all who wash with its waters. You can even add the dew to a bath and add fresh herbs and wildflowers to truly celebrate your luxurious nature. Number nine, have sex with a partner or alone. Beltane reminds us that being sexual is a very meaningful component of life. And it reminds us that sex is sacred. It's divine. Sex is vital for the reproduction of life. And also, it has the power to provide deep, transcendent, beautiful pleasure. This is a powerful time of year to reclaim and to reconnect with your own sexual energy, not simply for the power that sex has to create new life, but also for the pleasure that it brings. Beltane is a time to celebrate all the pleasures in being alive. And at this time of year, every act of pleasure is a celebration of the life force within you. That's why your spirit chose this life, after all, to experience all the pleasures that your soul cannot experience without a human body to touch things and to feel things. This is the time to celebrate all the things that you can do and feel in your human body. Connecting with your own sexuality helps you connect with the part of yourself that creates things, the part that brings things to life. This is the work that we're doing in this season, bringing these deeper parts of ourselves to life in the outside world, stretching ourselves, growing, and connecting with your sexual self makes you even more powerful in your ability to do this work. A really meaningful way that you can celebrate this sacred time is by setting a special sexy date with yourself or your partner. Maybe even take your lover into the wilds for Beltane. Beltane was this huge festival of sensuality, sex, and passion. And remember, to go a-maying is a time-old tradition where lovers disappear into the forests and fields, not to return until the morning with arms full of wildflowers to decorate their homes. And if you are lucky enough to live somewhere isolated, you could make the most of it, even if you just make out in the woods a little. Number 10, and moving on to a couple more things that you can do that are more kid-friendly. So number 10 is prepare a May basket. In Beltane tradition, as April came to an end, people would start to gather flowers and small goodies to put inside small little May baskets that they would hang on the doors of friends and neighbors and loved ones on May 1st. That would certainly be a really cute activity to do with your kids. Number 11, feed the fairies. So Samhain is considered the Celtic New Year, as this is the time of year when everything is dying just before winter comes to cloak us in darkness with these shorter days and longer nights. And Samhain is a time when the veil between the worlds is at its thinnest. And at Samhain, it's common to put up photos of loved ones, to tell stories about them, and to feed them, to set a place at the table for them with their favorite food or drinks, or put these things on an altar for them. So like Samhain, the veil between the worlds also grows thin at Beltane. Only in the spring, the underworld materializes as the realm of the fairies, the otherworldly guardians of the sacred spark of life, which the traditional bonfires also represent. During Beltane, we can feed the fairies as we feed the dead on Samhain, maybe by leaving little offerings of milk and honey or fruit or tea or coffee beans in places like the hollow of a tree or the natural basin that a rock provides. Number 12, take action on any goals and plans that you have. Gather with community and rejoice in all that we're actively currently creating, have created, or plan to create. This tradition also includes celebrating kids graduating high school, babies being made, and other big exciting life changes that tend to happen around the month of May. And as another way to take action on goals and plans that you have, you can work on the journal prompts that I'm including at the end of this episode as a way to get clarity and to take action. Number 13, the last one. Fill your day with decadence and Beltane sensuality. Set aside some time for self-care. Whether it's exactly on May 1st or sometime around this season, treat yourself to a special meal, music, smells, whatever makes you feel special. Tune into all of your physical senses. Eat the richest, sweetest foods that nature has to offer. Fill yourself on the ripe fruit and the fresh greens. Adorn yourself in jewels, natural perfumes and essential oils, and dress up for the occasion. Wear your softest, silkiest fabrics. Anything that has been saved for best should be used on Beltane. Listen to music that fills you with energy and honor your own life force. Beltane, again, is a beautiful festival that celebrates the arrival of summer and new beginnings. There are so many ways to celebrate this enchanting occasion, from lighting bonfires to dancing around the maypole. And whether you choose to participate in some of these traditional customs or you just create your own unique celebration, Beltane is a time to connect with the beauty and the magic of nature. Now, as we are wrapping up this episode, I want to give you 6 self-reflections for Beltane. So grab your journal and write these down and spend some time in self-reflection at this powerful time of year. Here are some really wonderful questions to ask yourself. Number 1, What is bringing you great joy right now? Is there something that's making you very happy right now? What does celebrating life mean to you? Number two, what currently lights your spirit up? What ignites the fire within me? What do I feel inspired to devote my spring energy toward? Number three, do you feel connected with your sexual energy? Do you connect with that side of yourself? What turns you on? What turns you off? Make a list of these things. Number four, how can you connect more deeply with your sexuality? What are things that can inspire more passion between me and my romantic partner or partners? Which bad habits and behaviors could my partner and I banish into the Beltane flames? Number five, what parts of yourself do you feel most confident about? Write a list of everything about yourself that gives you self-confidence. Where do you need to boost your self-confidence? And I want to make a caveat here that a lot of times we think confidence is about our physicality or our looks, right? And especially when we think about that connected to sexuality, but the word confident comes from the word confide, which means to trust. And so self-confidence is really self-trust. So reframing that question, what parts of yourself do you most trust yourself in? Write a list of everything that gives you self-trust. Where do you need to boost your self-trust? Just another way to reframe that one. And number six, the last one. What intentions do you want to plant for the coming weeks and months? What do you hope to grow in your life? What do you want to harvest in the fall? How can I ensure my aspirations come to fruition, that my goals become a reality? Thank you guys so much for listening to this Beltane episode. And I hope that you found it as interesting as I found it to kind of learn about the history and the customs and the symbolism. And thank you for celebrating the Wheel of the Year together with me. I'm actually coming up here on a full year. Our next celebration will be Lifa, which is summer solstice. And although I didn't start publishing podcast episodes about this topic, I did start celebrating it just locally with some friends and local clients here starting for Letha. So I'm really excited for me personally that I've celebrated a full year now of the Wheel of the Year, and it's been so meaningful for me. I will continue to publish podcast episodes because I want to make sure that we get those out, and we'll continue to celebrate the Wheel of the Year together through the fall, which is when I started making these episodes, and even beyond, just to continue to celebrate together, because I really feel like it's such a beautiful way to come home to yourself and to come home to nature and to just get back into alignment with nature and just with our own intuition by asking some of these journal prompts of ourselves. It really always helps me come home to myself. And I really do these journal prompts myself, usually a couple of weeks before. I like to kind of get ahead of it. But I usually take like an afternoon just to myself. And whether that means I leave the house and go to Starbucks, or sometimes I invite one of my daughter's friends to come over so that she can play with her and be entertained and I can just have some time to myself. But I'd encourage you to get creative as well. Even if it's just an hour, support yourself with something like this, because it really makes such a huge difference. And it's all about creating a life that you actually like. And so this is a beautiful way to be able to do that. So I'm glad to be able to offer these as a supportive practice to you. I'm so glad that you are a podcast listener. And I want to let you know about the Wild Wellness Women's Circle, which if you are not a part of it yet, I would love to have you join. And it's just a deeper way for us to be in actual community and real friendship with each other. And we celebrate every turn on the Wheel of the Year together, as well as usually talking about another topic each month. So we just got done talking about healing your relationship with your voice. And we're probably going to be moving on to healing your relationship with your body, creating a home atmosphere, an environment that really supports you. I've got so many other ideas, but it's It's not really even so much about the topic per se, although I like to explore all of these topics together, but it's really about relationship with one another. That's really the goal of why I've created this, is because it's kind of hard, isn't it, to make friends as adults. And it took me a lot of intention and time to really start dating friends, right? I intentionally released some old friendships that just were no longer the right fit for me or for them, and really had to actually start dating out there. I started asking girls out, like, "Hey, I really like you. Can I have your number?" After I met them somewhere, like at a meditation or something like that, and hit it off, or hit it off with one of my daughter's friends' mothers, right? But to say, "Hey, would you like to have coffee sometime?" Right? And not all of us are as extroverted as others, and as naturally outgoing or confident, right, to be able to do some of these things. So I wanted to create a space where it actually feels easy and enjoyable and effortless to be able to make friends with people that you feel alignment with. And so one of the best things for me was starting to go to a place that offered guided meditations. And so I kind of instantly knew that anyone else who showed up there, at least we had this in common. Like, at least they were kind of my people in this way, right? And so it's easy to make friends when it's in a space like that, where there's kind of already that filter set up for you. And so that's really the intent with the Wild Wellness Women's Circle. And again, it's completely online. It's totally off of social media. And it's accessible through the web as well as a beautiful, easy to use app. And it's really a beautiful place to make new friendships. You don't have to be local to these people to make friends together. I've made so many beautiful, deep, impactful relationships with people that I only know online. Like, really and truly, it's quite amazing the world that we live in today. So, but who's to say you can't meet up in person someday as well? But I'd love for you to check it out. So the link is in the show notes, and there's really accessible pricing. I want it to be something that works for everybody and every budget. So while there is an asking price, it is something where you can just reach out to me and let me know a price that actually works for you. I don't want you to have any reason just come as you are, be yourself, and be fully loved and adored. And I don't want anything to hold you back from that. So the asking price is honestly just not doable for you. That's totally okay. There's no judgment, there's no shame. While it's definitely a price point that I feel, I pour my energy into and is reciprocal. I want you here. Like, more than anything, I want you to be a part of this community. So please just reach out and let me know if we can get you on a different price point that actually works for you, and come join us. So again, the link is in the show notes, and it's called the Wild Wellness Women's Circle. And I will be back with you all next week for another episode of the Wild Wellness with Jess podcast. In the meantime, I hope you have a fantastic week.